You understand a sickness, a disease, can spread if it not controlled?
Andrew,
yes.
Tom, do you understand that if this not controlled and is not handled properly, that this may then contaminate the rest of the universe? Are you aware of that potential?
Andrew,
well, from what you tell us,
yes.
We don't know from our own experience, of course.
Tom, do you also know that if the entire universe was contaminated and if the contamination manifested, all that is good, all that is love would be destroyed? Are you aware of this?
Andrew,
no, we were not aware of this.
Tom, because if this contamination should spread from this small physical planet Earth to the rest of the universe, then all the souls will live in fear and hate, with no hope, in darkness. And there may not be many of us then that can take care of the situation, if it develops to that point.
Irene, one of the questions that I wanted to ask had to do with this notion of human suffering, and how it came about. I understand that when humans first walked in innocence, there was probably no human suffering. How did it come about? What has its purpose been? Is its purpose tied to the fear that man has of evolving? Why does it exist?
Tom, first know this. Earth is the only planet in the entire universe of choice. Humankind first walked with their gods, and you know the story of the temptation of the tree of life. They were tempted to experience the joy of unity with the oneness of creation. Then the Creator said that is forbidden to you. Nevertheless permitted the choice to be made if humankind so chose. They did that choosing. From that day forward, it is not the Creator that has punished, but humankind has punished itself, for they touched in truth the knowledge of who they were, and it frightened them, for they knew that they were not in a state to comprehend completely. It became necessary then to populate Earth, so that all the cells of the Creator could become individuals and free souls, in order for them to become one in unity and harmony by choice. Therefore also Earth is the only planet of conscience, and people choose to feel the emotion of sadness that they had destroyed the trust that was placed in them, and they began then to sacrifice self and their children. It is time to end this farce of sacrifice, for that is what it is. It keeps them in bondage. Release humankind.
Irene, so some religious leaders then exploited this guilt.
Tom,
exactly.
They exploited, for it was a means of holding people in bondage. Listen carefully. When there is one who understands the energies of all the created and how they may utilize those energies to make themselves a god, then they keep people in bondage.
Irene,
in the beginning, why did the Creator forbid man from the knowing?
Tom, what was important was for humans to begin without being forbidden to know, but with choice and trust.
Irene,
so the idea was not you can't have the knowledge. The idea was all right, here's the first example of choice. I'm saying you can't have it. Now you have a choice whether to obey or to disobey.
Tom, that is correct, and also understand that when you obey it is an exercise. Then you no longer need to obey.
Irene, the idea being that obedience doesn't sacrifice free will, it in fact promotes it because you don't give obedience that importance.
Tom, that is the great truth.
Yes.
Miki, some people seem to carry much heavier burdens than others, suffer more than others. Is this only to give those souls an opportunity to learn a certain lesson, or teach others, or is it misfortune?
Tom, in your world each of those that you have mentioned are applicable.
There are some, because of their surrounding environmental state of awareness, or the technology within your world, that have created great misfortune. None in this time period in reality chooses to suffer, it is brought about by the wrong thinking of those in control of others. There is but a small minority that choose to suffer to teach others.
Miki, I believe that the Creator knows everything in present and in future. How can humans then use their free will? Can you give me an understanding of this?
Tom,
yes.
Just as the Creator is all-knowing, each soul is all-knowing, and there are different paths that each soul may take. At the time of coming to the planet Earth, they made their map, they limited themselves in their choice, but they did bring with them a map, so they would have a choice whether or not to follow that map. Because the Creator knows all does not mean that there is interference in the lives of humans. If your children were in the privacy of their sleeping quarters, you would not think of entering indiscriminately upon them, for there may be private things that they do, and you would not choose to humiliate them, nor to invade their privacy deliberately. Is that not so? You're a creator. You created your children. As the parent in the creation of those children, you attempt to guide them. And at times you impose your will upon them for their protection. The creator simply jogs your mind, but does not impose upon you. The creator probes you, to attempt to jog you to follow one of your directions that you once chose. If you choose a direction, and in your deliberations you choose to go in an opposite direction, there is no interference. But in reality, because your privacy is not invaded, the creator does not choose to see what you will do. That knowledge is kept until the time of your doing it, and afterwards. If you impose your will upon your children by insisting that the door of their quarters of sleep be open at all times, so you can view them, and if you choose to go in upon their privacy, then you know what your children would do, do you not? They would protect themselves against you. In the same way, the Creator chooses not to keep your door open or to invade it deliberately. Sometimes, over the years, what the group were led to expect did not occur, and this has created questions, of which the next exchange is an example. John, I'd like to say that if you are who you say you are, then you can be anywhere in time, in past, present, and future. And how is it then, that you've told us that some things would happen, and they had not happened? If you can be in the future, then you would also know that something would either happen or not. Could you explain this phenomenon to me so I can understand it more clearly? Tom, we will attempt to explain it in this manner. We are sitting upon a mountain. Visualize this within your mind. When we sit upon this mountain, we have a view of the entirety of Earth. Underneath us sit other mountains which you cannot see through with your eyes, for you are in a physicalness. We could view what is behind us, that which you call the past, as complete. We can remember what it was like on the other side of the mountains in the past. In front of us, we can see other mountains, but we cannot see behind them, only over and between them. And when you come down from the mountain, to go into the future, you cannot see over the whole landscape. As you come around a mountain, you will find several roads or tracts, each leading into the future. If there are blockages in all but one of the paths, then there is only one path to take. But if you know how to remove a blockage, you may then take another path, and you will have greater choice. There is never just one future. There are several choices of future. This is involving your will. If we know what is the future, then that means that we in truth have become involved, and have manipulated your free will. It is not for us to be involved with your free will, or with manipulation. We see many futures. As an example, we will use your country, Britain. If before your World War, 1939-45, your Churchill had not been in stable health or had been assassinated, then the future of your nation in the end may have been mostly accomplished, but not in the same manner. And it could have completely changed the future of your country. If it had not proceeded as it had, there could have been a big difference. We understand that this is not a satisfactory answer in an explanation, but we know not a way to explain. We are not preordaining your future. John, yes, I understand better. I think it was a product of my misunderstanding, that when you said such and such would happen, I assumed that this was a certainty, and I should have seen that as one of several possibilities. Tom, this was our error, not yours. If we had related to you a failure, an error on our part, we had concern that you would not be able to sustain your involvement and efforts. There is one situation we will guarantee to you from us. We will not permit the destruction of the earth. It is not the civilizations of 24 that will not permit it, for it is not possible for them to prohibit it. It is only possible for us to not permit it, for they also have limitations. But in using our power with theirs, we would not permit the destruction of Earth. When we say this, we mean the total destruction of the planet. Yes. 8. Accelerating Earth's Evolution. The first part of this chapter addresses specific issues, and then when Irene joins in the discussions take a philosophical turn, as she explores with Tom, various ideas and attitudes. The chapter lives up to its title,
It feels as if it is speeding up. John, I think the most important question to people on Earth at this time is, what can they as individuals do, and how can they as individuals make things different, so that our planet fulfills its destiny? Tom, first and foremost they must recognize that each of them contains the entire universe within themselves. Each of them contains all creation. Therefore when they understand that, then hopefully they will understand that if they go against their own integrity, the integrity of the universe may be affected. They must consult within themselves for their motive in all actions. They must learn to love themselves, and the only way they may love themselves is never to do what they will dislike themselves for. What is important is that each person upon this planet Earth must understand that there is existence elsewhere. They must understand that they hold the key to the evolutionary process in the universe. It is a time of awakening. It is a time to understand that within the self they hold the key for bringing Earth to its fulfillment and that free will is never interfered with. The destruction of planet Earth is not necessary. This must be understood clearly, for the free will of humankind can bring fulfillment to Earth. John, many have talked of a coming transformation, and it seems we are approaching this time. Can you say anything about such a transformation and what that means? Tom, it is true that Earth is on the threshold of transformation. It is on the threshold of releasing souls and beings from bondage, so they may continue to elevate and purify Earth so the universe may continue its path. It is a glorious time right now to live on your planet in physical form. Know always that this energy of individuals will remain individual, but what will be understood is the power of thought, the energy of love, the power that humans hold within themselves to make your world a representation of the universe. Your world is a glorious place for all portions of the universe to exist, and to fulfill, and to be at one with creation, in great joy. John, if you had one message that you wished to pass to all of mankind, what would that message be? Tom, know fully that you hold the key within yourself, each of you humans, to bring about change. It is your responsibility, your free will, your choice. John, now there are at this time many confusing messages coming from different psychic and prophetic sources. What are the criteria that people should use to discern between these different sources? Tom, first and foremost we explain in this manner, as there are corporation heads, one of which knows all, and different divisions underneath which know the area of expertise of their department, it is the same in the realm of communication from those who exist in other realms. A few sources know all of the picture, and many know parts of it. But be careful when they make you glorious, always challenge. Look for consistency, and never accept that that goes against your natural inclination or your higher intuitive self. Be careful they do not feed your ego in order to manipulate you, for there are also those who would wish the destruction of planet Earth. Do not fall into the trap that planet Earth will be destroyed. In your world there are many that speak, many that bring forth information, we bring forth to you information that has not been brought forth in time past, and it is the next step of forward evolutionary movement. It is important for the peoples upon planet Earth to understand they are not alone, and that they carry within them the coding that can evolve planet Earth to achieve its proper purpose. Remember this, those who seek to control are in high profile in the front of society and lead people in a direction that helps them evade their own responsibility. But bear in mind that acceleration is now absolutely important. We have come to the beginning of acceleration of evolutionary forwardness of planet Earth. There is a great necessity to accelerate. For the oceans of planet Earth, the trees and forests, the skies and atmospheres, the very essence of breathing, the life force, have reached a level of contamination bringing the downward destruction of Earth. We call upon your energies and commitment for alerting the peoples of this planet, the governments of Earth and the communities of Earth. The innermost core of humankind is beginning to grow and to glow. The essence and understanding of their beginnings is awakening, to bring about change. You are part of that change. You are children of that change. You are responsible for that change. Without your commitment to acceleration, if the change were to come in its own time, without your input, then the planet would be in a situation in which most of humankind could not exist. Accept your ability to create the pattern that brings about understanding and the truth of who you are. Earth was created to be the paradise of all paradise in its perfection. It is time for forgiveness, forgiveness of self. For humankind to understand that to maintain fear and dissension is to maintain annihilation. Humankind has begun the process of annihilation. Yet there is a great future for the fulfillment of the destiny of Earth. Accept that you have a part to play in bringing it to fulfillment. You have no limitation. Your limits and boundaries are created only by your fears. This does not mean that you should climb a 1,000-meter mountain and then plunge off it. It means that you must have practical application of understanding of yourself, in truth. It means that you must begin to extend yourself in the capacities of your mind and thoughts. Your physical bodies have limitations upon this physical planet, but your minds and thoughts can expand and grow. Touch all corners of the universe. And when it understands the truth of self, it can relieve the burdens of this physical world that have held it in bondage. You humans are a kaleidoscope, and will appear at times confused. Yet with one turn you can become elements of beauty and purity, and with that you may travel the spheres of the universe. John. Now, if we were to imagine for a moment that everything remained in a static state, humanity did not improve its consciousness, understanding of the environment, and responsibility, it would be valuable for us to understand how long it would be before we would actually totally destroy our environment. Tom. With regards to the atmosphere surrounding the planet Earth, you have no longer than 20 to 25 of your years of existence. Without oxygen, there cannot exist life upon your planet Earth. If the peoples upon your planet Earth do not come into sensibleness, they will eliminate themselves. The above reply was given in 1978. The following exchange took place in 1989. Andrew, you used an interesting phrase earlier. That time is accelerating. What's the real meaning of the acceleration of time? Tom, if this planet were to pursue its course in the way it is doing, without acceleration, then you know that that would bring destruction. Andrew, yes. Tom, what is now accelerating, due to the meditations humans have done on this planet Earth, is the beginning of the acceleration of time, which then creates the situation that Earth becomes a light space vehicle. And humankind will become suddenly aware. It will be similar to the 100th monkey effect beginning. So if you now begin to understand the power of meditations in small groups such as yours, you can change the world. And in 1989 this question was asked, concerning famine. Andrew, one of the things I observe is that there is more and more hunger on this planet, and riots because of the shortage of food and high prices. What can little people like us do in that particular area? Tom, it is not necessary for anyone upon this planet to die from lack of nourishment. It is only because of ignorance, or because of the governments of the world attempting to control others. We will not permit the extinction of any groups of humans. You understand? But you must now incorporate it in your meditations. Through meditation you may prevent the destruction. Ian. How are the chances of evolution on this planet? How are the chances of survival? Tom, there has never been a time in the past as there is now to bring forth the evolution of your planet. All things are possible, and change may come with rapidity. We will give you an example. 1 year ago, it means 1987, in the nation of Israel, at the time of Passover, the people of Israel were devastating the nation with litter. It was a sight that brought great sadness. And in 1 year, what has evolved in the nation of Israel is what is called a miracle upon earth, for during this time it was cleaned up, no debris, and people found greater respect for themselves and others. If this can happen in the nation of Israel, which is largely stubborn, then whatever you choose to do can be done. The movement for change is in motion. Those who know may stop the malignancy of hunger upon earth. And can also stop catastrophe brought about by man, and can make your planet what it was created for. Ian, how much are you supporting and influencing evolution, and the people who want to help evolution? Tom, when anyone asks the question what can we do? We are there. You see,
We cannot do an iota of movement until a person asks. We may not, cannot, and will not, interfere in free will. But when a human asks, and at times they only ask in joviality, they do not mean it from the depths of their soul, then we may help them to evolve. It is important for people to be aware they are not alone in the universe, and also that they must take responsibility, for they cannot escape responsibility. John, could you give a word of advice to individuals, because many people say, well, what can I personally do? Is there some small thing that individuals can contribute? Tom, it is very simple, behave only in a manner that you may love yourself for, behave only in a manner in which you would wish another to do toward you, to no movement, thought, or thing that you in your soul, in your consciousness, cannot have self-respect for. When that begins, then all will change. All will change also when people accept that also those that live elsewhere in the universe are available to give to you love and understanding. All will change when people understand the energies within. We have been working very hard, though that is not the proper word because we do not really work, but in your world there is no word, so I will use that one. We have been working to prevent the crisis, and we have not at this point, was 1974, been successful. Many things have been set into motion many thousands of years ago. But we wish you also to realize that there are things which were not part of the planning, and which are human things, that come about by greed and vanity and desire. We speak of the governments that control the world, that create the crisis. It was not part of the plan. Do you understand? Andrew, yes, we do, and we appreciate this discussion. Tom, the time has come for the people of the earth to demand from their governments, to demand from their religious leaders, to demand from their teachers, knowledge and understanding of what is truly happening. It is now the time of the people. Beforehand your governments and your religions and society kept your masses in ignorance and kept humankind tied down. Acceleration will cause those in your world to demand answers from their scientific community and their authorities. But the way to reach people, we have finally decided, is through their own physical body and the healing of their physical body. Many people will be healed and many people will become open to healing. It is through healing that the consciousness of the wider universe will be raised. It is important for humankind to know that it must begin to take responsibility for Earth, and that science must begin to understand that it does not hold within it the power to dictate to the rest of humankind, but it is only a portion of humankind. In its elitism, science has discarded the other echelons of humankind. Science has become the religion that manipulates and controls. And those who lead science must now begin to accept their responsibility. It is a sad time for the world because, as in past times and in emotional times, the physical beings of this planet blame all others except themselves for their problems, which are in truth caused by themselves. It is as if in order to exonerate themselves they would cause a blemish upon another, and they would throw them into a pit of snakes. They will in fact be ashamed at another time, but that has been the history of Earth. We cannot have that in the future, nor at this time. It is a time for each individual, each nation, to stop and to respond, and to realize that it is within them that the blame lies, not with others. How can the nations exist in peace when the people do not exist in peace within themselves? Andrew, yes, that is the big question. How can every person find peace in his or her own heart? Tom, can you find the peace within your own heart? Andrew, no, I have great difficulty, but I think I am possibly in better shape than many people. Tom, are you sure? Andrew, for myself I say so, yes. Tom, then you have made a great step, and we would say yes, you have found peace. John, it would be enormously helpful to us if we could get from you some kind of picture of the ideal Earth, say 50 or 100 years from now. What kind of things in a material and physical sense would we expect to see on such a planet? Tom, it would be a planet of balance that would have the eye views of beauty and peace and gentleness of color. There would be gentleness and peace among the species upon this planet Earth and the care of humankind, but most importantly would be the challenge to humankind in its peaceful, joyful existence to create a quality of existence that will bring forth the information and knowledge of the great joy of oneness in the universe. When humankind thinks of love and joy and peace and music and color and balance, things will be very different. People have become so adapted to believing that they need strife, conflict and arrogance, that they have fear of boredom. We promise you, it will not be. There will be no time for boredom. For the challenges that will exist upon this planet Earth as the exemplary paradise, an expansion of the universe will continue for eternity. Therefore there is always new knowledge, new color, new sound. There is an ecstasy in the perfection of Earth that is not induced by other means. However, it is not and will not be a place of continuous holiday. We tell that to you. John, can I ask two practical questions? In some way I believe the environment will change, and it will become richer and more lush in terms of plant life. Is that? Tom, that is correct. For negative energies negate life. John, and in some sense that will be used to overwhelm the ugly structures of today, which will be, Tom, that is correct. They will have a portion remaining to remind of antiquity times, John, and one other thing is the question of transport. There is massive amount of physical movement around the planet, of people and things, and that contributes a great deal to the destruction of our environment. Will there be less physical movement because of alternative means of communication? Tom, not less movement. For there will be the custom of knowing different areas upon Earth and travel to them. But transport will take a form that will not congest, pollute or destroy. Know this. Earth will not look the same in each place. Therefore it will be necessary still to have travel. Yes, it will be possible to travel. John, it seems to me that there will probably be a deterioration and breakdown of institutions, economics, political and social balance, and so on, and I feel that this process will probably begin fairly soon. Is this a general indication? Tom, but do you have the knowledge of why? John, well, I feel that this is something that has to happen before we can build anew. Is that so? Tom, this is a partial possibility. But let us explain to you that the difficulties in your economic systems, with pollution in your air and streams and earth, with pollution within the spirit world surrounding the earth, and with the desire within souls for the things taken within them to give them an untrue sense of who they are, drugs, these manifestations are also the beginning of the breakdown. John, what about the future of schools and education? Tom, here there can be breakdown. There are reasons for there not to be an ongoing education. The human mind is rebelling because of poisons, but also it cannot absorb the knowledge in public education, which has not truth. This had been a process. If you will review your systems of education, through the last 20 to 30 years, up to 1975, there has not been improvement but only deterioration. For it had not the benefit of the soul. Council says I have not answered your question, your assumption that some kind of breakdown is necessary before reconstruction, the answer is affirmative. At this time balance must be accomplished because the earth that you exist on cannot continue many more of your years. Within 200 of your years there will be an ice age on this planet if something is not done. And then the souls, who have been bottled and trapped on this planet, will forever be trapped. This is because of the negativity they are involved with in the selling of their souls. They will not be able to evolve and to understand, because they will be constantly involved with the desires and sufferings of the physical. Beside the challenges that are coming in your immediate future with your many world problems, with your pollution, the problems of your food, and the problems of your governments, remember this which we tell you. Within 200 years of your life this planet will be frozen. The reason that we come, and the reason for the work you do, is to make people aware. So we then can save the souls on the planet, and stop the problem that has been created for the universe. This is now a dangerous time that we are in, 1975, and the negative energy is building. Back to technological aspects of our evolution. With our technology we will be able to help rid the earth of the problems that your pollution and your technology have created. Andrew, can you give us a thumbnail sketch as to how this knowledge will be transferred from your world to our world?
Tom, it will be necessary for us to become visible and physical on your planet. There is not enough time to give this data, and for you to work out the technology, and the years that it will take. As you know, this planet will not be able to sustain itself.